89.3, KPFB in Berkeley 88.1, KFCF in Fresno 97.5, K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org. The time is 3 p.m. Stay tuned next for Cover to Cover with Jack Foley.
This is Jack Foley. All of my shows are special, but today's show is especially special. I'm featuring my wife, Adele, and it's a birthday present because today, August 15th, is her birthday. I'm going to open the show with the introduction I wrote to her book, Along the Bloodline. My wife Adele's first haiku is dated February 5th, 1989. Early plum blossoms on the streets of North Oakland announce the new year. The new year is not the only thing that's being announced in that poem. It marks the beginning of a deliberately modest but persistent poetic activity which continues unabated to this day. Why should someone suddenly begin to write poetry? By 1989, Adele had been performing poetry, my poetry, for about 4 years. She was familiar with the poetry circuit, the bookstores, bars, coffee houses, and universities in which poets perform their work. We also had a rather wide circle of friends who wrote poetry. Perhaps she felt that she could do as well as they, as indeed she can. But there is a reason behind such reasons. I believe it is the desire to endure, to last, to put down one's most fleeting impressions, and haiku deals with fleeting impressions, in a form in which other people can experience them too. The haiku in this book are not Adele's whole life, but they are the life she sees. She writes, "It's not that I write because of what I see. I see because I write." One of her haiku, "The stench of urine, a worn-out pair of trousers, a tattered mattress." That is most vividly a sudden moment in downtown Oakland, where she goes every day to her place of employment. Though full of subtle visual details and at times multi-layered, the poems in this book are not visionary. They are not an attempt to use language to contact a world beyond this world. This world, Adele suggests, is not only what we have, but all we have. Yet it is an odd, complex world, full of arresting images. It is a world which manifests mostly in the traditional haiku form of 5-7-5, 17 syllables. Whatever the shock of what the author sees, in one poem she writes, "I don't want to look," she is able to couch it in a form which is traditional, well-known, and comforting. She is very good at numbers. Speaking of the 5-7-5 form of her poems, I said to her once, "You like it because it lets you count." There is something particularly moving in witnessing someone you have known and loved awaken into poetic consciousness. It is a moment of transformation one feels privileged to attend. Along the Bloodline is a testimony to the seriousness of the engagement which began in 1989 and to the author's success in witnessing. The life detailed here is one she and I have shared since the early 60s. I would never have thought to have written it this way. Adele, welcome to the show. And, of course, happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here, and thanks for my present.
Oh, yes, I hope you enjoy it. I'm sure the listeners will enjoy it, but I hope you enjoy it, too. And what got you into poetry? I suggest a couple of things in that little introduction, but you have a better idea of it, I think, than I do.
Well, I was hanging out with a lot of poets, as you pointed out, and it just seemed a good idea to try it out myself.
You were among them, but not of them, and you decided to be of them as well as among them.
Exactly.
Yeah, good idea. Okay, we're going to begin actually with a poem about Christmas and a little sequence. What's that sequence that's going to come at us?
Well, it's a sequence made up of various haiku about Oakland, largely, but also about the poetry that I write.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it have a title, the sequence?
No.
Okay. Well, we won't give it one then.
Okay. In the early light, the house is cold and quiet. Christmas is over. Sunlit streets wash clean. Tulip blossoms just open. Neighbors still asleep. Hands too numb to write, I'll just have to memorize this chilly haiku. He sleeps on the seat behind three large garbage bags like a pile of rags. My words are naked without the familiar frame of 575. I would love to walk Oakland as Bloom walked Dublin in 1904. And this last haiku was written June 16th, 2004, exactly 100 years after the action in Ulysses.
Thank you. Adele and I visited Syria in 2003. It was a wonderful trip, and she wrote some wonderful haiku about it.
The incessant horns don't clear traffic jams on the streets of Damascus. Step off the high curb, follow a native between the cars to safety. The traffic police at major intersections smile and say, "Welcome." It's like Mexico. Don't drink water, eat only if cooked, canned, or peeled. They walk arm in arm. Only one wears a headscarf on their way to class. National Museum. Museum artifacts strewn about the garden or propped against the wall. With Lonely Planet, you find the old synagogue, murals on the walls. There are no Jews left in Damascus. They left when the borders opened. In the castle. Crac des Chevaliers. A real crusader castle, ruins of huge stones. We sit in windows of a chapel, picture knights at a round table, listen to stories of metal gates, boiling oil, catapults, boulders. But the castle fell to the Malamutes who sent the crusaders home. Palmyra, the amphitheater decked out for a Spanish prince. Jack does a time step. Hama. Giant water wheels turning slowly overhead in the setting sun. In the atelier, the artist offers coffee and a cigarette. Aleppo. The citadel floats above our heads, bathed in light against the night sky. On the highway, cattle wander through small plots of green vegetables, not a barn in sight. Micro mini trucks powered by motorcycles filled with potatoes. A tent and a goat in a field by the roadside. Bedouin, we shout. I cannot capture this magic with my camera. I've only my words. I am afraid for our friends in Syria in these days of turmoil. The first sequence about Syria is from our trip there almost a decade ago. Now things are very different. Syria, July 2012. Email puts our son in frequent contact with his friends in Damascus. A bomb exploded outside the souk where one man owns a clothing store. Another young man asks about fellowships to study in England. A young woman writes that her family has moved to the Emirates. We shudder to hear, life has become difficult. Keep us in your prayers.
Now, Adele, in addition to your haiku, you've also been writing regularly for a neighborhood newspaper. The name of the neighborhood newspaper is the MacArthur Metro.
That's right. I've been writing over 15 years worth of columns, perhaps 20.
And what's the name of your column?
High Street Neighborhood News.
And it's about to fold the, not the column, but the entire newspaper, unfortunately.
Yeah, really sad.
It's been going for a long time, and it does represent an area of Oakland, and very, very well. So it's a shame that that's going. But I asked you to do something a little strange for one of your columns, and I thought perhaps that might be fun to read a bit of today. You always write haiku at the end of your columns, and that's a very nice thing. It's a very charming way to end your columns. But I suggested that you write an entire column in iambic pentameter, which is, of course, the heroic line that Shakespeare would write his plays in. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Basically, it's da-dum, 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 da-dum. So Shakespeare varies it. All right, we're going to hear about somebody. What's his name?
Jasari Gibson, young leader. Jasari Gibson goes to Horace Mann.
A straight-A student and a leader, too.
The OUSD chose him to attend
a conference of young leaders in D.C.
He asked the NCPC to help out.
And there he found the funding that he sought.
From firefighters, Local 55.
His neighbors and the Prayer Tower Church.
We wish him luck. We'll tell of his adventures
when he comes back from Washington, D.C. And there is something else which unfortunately is no longer happening, but for a time the High Street Presbyterian Church had a series of jazz players who were coming in and playing. It was a very nice series, and Adele wrote about that too.
Jazz Vespers, High Street Presbyterian Church. Two basses, sax, a keyboard, and the drums
were silhouetted in the setting sun.
As Robin Doohy led his jazz quintet,
the melody jumped round from bass to sax.
The Reverend Linda Gruhl spoke of change.
She quoted Gandhi, "Be what you would wish."
She traced the history of Melrose Village,
a place of windmills and of dairy farms.
Phoebe Hearst donated funds and asked
young Julia Morgan to design the church,
the same church where we listened to hot jazz
and munched on shrimp and sushi and dessert.
Pete Yellen comes the 31st of May
to charm us with his wondrous alto sax.
Since moving from New York, 2006.
He's played and taught all up and down the bay. And we also had a little item about a turkey.
The turkey, a little saga. I saw a turkey walk on El Camino.
A number of you saw this sturdy bird.
Without a leash and no one by his side.
He walked with dignity towards 55th. And there were many other things that were said in that column. Little neighborhood items, all in the heroic line of iambic pentameter. This is Jack Foley, and I'm speaking with my wife Adele as a kind of birthday present, because today, August 15th, is her birthday. We're doing a show of her work, and we've done enough fooling around. We're going to get back to her haiku, and that's what you're going to hear next.
I'm going to read two sequences of haiku written in memory of our friends. The first is for Richard Sagaster, and I'm going to start with one haiku written before he died when he and his wife were moving to Arizona. Without your mirror of our shared memories, are they, are we real? And now the one in memoriam. Thanksgiving turkey for for transplants far from their homes, family of friends. Burgers, fries, milkshakes, a McDonald's banquet on a student budget. You gave us three plants. After more than 30 years, they're still blossoming. In Arizona, you showed us desert gardens, made one of your own. Thanks for the postcards and painting our living room. Hard to say goodbye. And now, 15 haiku for Vicky. I've known you so long, always figured that I could reach out and find you. A half century from high school to Medicare is hardly enough. A shared passion for Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie cemented our friendship. You were really smart, a whiz at math and science, crazy about books. Your dad took us down to Disneyland the summer after it opened. Tom Sawyer's Island, the old creaky jungle ride, filled us with wonder. We both married young, settled in California, never more to roam. Oakland and L.A. were close enough to keep our busy paths crossing. My husband joined us at museums or bookstores, brunch, lunch, or dinner. Bioethics mixed law, science, and politics, reflections of you. You loved your daughters, fiercely proud of the women they have become. But it was the twins who captured your heart, filled photo albums. You said you were sick, understood maybe too well what was happening. I call to check in for a year's worth of weekends. Where will I call now? Once more, Jack and I will eat breakfast in your honor at Delancey Street. And now, returning to Oakland, this haiku sequence was written after journalist Chauncey Bailey was murdered about 5 years ago. Had to cross the street to avoid the police cars on my way to work. Behind yellow tape, he lay under a white tarp, his feet sticking out. Leaning on a car, an officer interviewed an old Asian man. Did you see someone approach the victim and shoot? Which way did he run? I pass this corner on my way from the BART train almost every day. A nice neighborhood, friendly senior citizens, no sign of danger, suddenly scary. Downtown and in broad daylight, murderers live here. The next day, a shrine, teddy bears, candles, flowers. You are in our hearts. The next haiku was written at the end of a gathering to honor four Oakland officers who were killed in the line of duty. At the end of the gathering, six white doves were released, and the whole event had helicopters flying around overhead. Six white doves fly off till the sky holds nothing but the helicopter. And now a series of haiku about Oakland. Sitting on the bench, intent on her text message, long legs and short shorts. I turned and I looked into the old barber shop. The space was empty. A sequence, 17th Street Club. Lined up each morning in front of the coffee shop, the cannabis club. My friend bought buns there until the day the police raided the small club. The owner told the cop, "She's here for pastry." The cop nodded, let her go. Another friend stopped for coffee. They said, "For that you can cut in line." When they protested, broke windows on 17th, no one touched that shop. blonde hair and cornrows, side by side on the BART train, each deep in a book. Second Harvest, another sign of the times. A man entered the Ethiopian restaurant, asked about our lunch. We named the dishes, and he said he was an artist, asked for leftovers. We thought, well, why not? Box them up. Otherwise, it would be thrown away. Those of us who walk around the streets of Oakland often find loose change. And Jack responded,
those who walk loosely on Oakland's wide, loose sidewalks find what others lose.
And now, two about Oscar Grant. The first one, shortly after he died. Artistic letters on the Webster Street storefront. We are Oscar Grant. And then later, Oscar Grant's photo still looks out from shop windows, demanding justice. 45 degrees? Where's my thermal underwear and my fur-lined gloves? Someone's dumped clothes here, but when I close my eyes, it smells like new-mown hay. Early the next day, the clothes and papers are gone, leaving just the scent. I was late today. Lucky accident, because I saw my old friend. I stupid, she says. I have little bit English. No, no, I answer. I have no Chinese at all. She nods. We both are smiling. She lectures the wind as she struts across the street, arm clenched in the air. From all directions, they walk alone or in pairs to practice Tai Chi. The gulls are noisy, circling the edge of the park, perching on streetlights. A pair of gray geese speeds through the flock of seagulls on their way due south. The bottle brush trees host the soprano section of today's concert. The first tulips bloom, though it's early December. We have a long spring. The sunbursts remain on the old Victorian above rotting wood. A honk overhead, a single pair of brown geese winging their way north. Chirping behind them, a flock of tiny black birds dart every which way. He's walking backwards, ranting at the FBI. I'll keep my distance. Halloween. A ninja fighter sitting at the BART station reading the Bible. I told 911 he lay on the street, eyes closed, probably breathing. A white mannequin on Harrison and 15th, one arm on the ground, hair in a short bob, posing in her little pumps. Where did you come from? She looked real at night, said the tall working girl, making her way home. The mannequin's gone. All that's left is graffiti and empty storefronts. He shuffles toward me, bellows, curses, stops, and adds, but we are all angels. Lake Merritt, 8 a.m. Here, most people jog. Some walk. Others roll on skates. Only ducks paddle. Wrapped in a blanket, he sleeps under the oak tree near the lake chalet. This is a poem for Alan Cohen. Toi, gentil homme, car tu es mort, quand le croque-mort t'emporte, qu'il te conduise dans les nuages d'un autre âge. And the translation, you gentleman, for you are dead, when the undertaker carries you off, may he bring you to the clouds of another age. And now back to Oakland. A quarter to eight, waiting for the county clerk, two men, two women, the first gay couples. I say, congratulations. There are five broad smiles. For Mary Marcia Gozzoli. Love note on the street. I love my yellow bird in childish blue letters. For New Orleans, as the waters fall, let us mourn what was and praise the music to come. Out to the west. Look out to the west from below the horizon. Orange fades to blue. And finally, my signature haiku and the title of my book of haiku, Learning to Shave. For our son Sean, father teaches son. A nick on the jaw, the razor's edge of manhood along the bloodline.
Happy birthday. This is Jack Foley. Today's show is a rebroadcast of a show originally broadcast in 2012. It was a birthday present for my late wife, Adele, who lived from 1940 to 2016. Toi, gentille femme, garde tu es morte, quand le croque-mort t'emporte, qu'il te conduise dans les nuages d'un autre âge. Good night, darling. This is Jack Foley. Adele's obituary. I'm sorry, her obituary can be found in print in both the San Francisco Chronicle and the East Bay Times on Thursday. It can be found online in both those papers. And in Poetry Flash. Her funeral will take place at 10 a.m. Sunday, July 17th. Chapel of the Chimes. $44.99 Piedmont Avenue in Oakland. Sorry, that was hard to say. And it's another day when I left my cell phone at home. Thank you, Erica Bridgman, and thanks for listening.
Occidental Center for the Arts presents the Alive Reunion Concert on Saturday, July 16th at 8 p.m. This iconic all-women's jazz quintet is celebrating its 40th year with a reunion tour featuring original members. Experience the spiritual power, infectious rhythms, stunning vocals, and intelligent, heartfelt compositions that made Alive so unique and formative in women's music and the international jazz scene. Reservations advised. Find refreshments for sale. wheelchair accessible. This is a benefit for Occidental Center for the Arts.